I'm hoping Sanusi can tell me which will win out. The emir has a degree in Sharia, Islamic law. He also has a master's in economics. Before becoming emir, he was head of the Nigerian equivalent of the Federal Reserve. His reform agenda was so aggressive, it was known as the Sanusi Tsunami. It earned him recognition as the top central banker in the world. He has an equally ambitious agenda for his emirate. I listen as he describes a future that has stronger rights for women and children. He also explains how to use education and child support laws to end child marriage and slow population growth. He talks about modernizing agriculture and investing in its value chain. Can it happen? State of the state. When you're standing on a dusty street, ankle deep in trash, watching young men load a cart with 5-gallon jugs of water that they will sell door-to-door to homes that lack indoor plumbing, it's not easy to envision Nigeria as a superpower. Expectations for the country have been high before. Just after independence in 1960, and during the Africa Rising enthusiasm of a decade ago. And yet, despite having had so much going for it, Nigeria has remained stuck near the bottom of the indexes used to compare nations. Social progress, human development, peacefulness, governance, innovation, fragility. Corruption and ease of doing business. While Asian nations have taken off, Nigeria is not a failed state, but neither is it a successful one. Oje Onubogbu, who leads the Africa programs at the U.S. Institute of Peace, says Nigeria lurches from one crisis to another, but whenever you think it's about to topple over, it pulls itself back. It is one of those crises at the moment. Yemi Koyejo of the Nigerian American Multicultural Council in Houston says that all Nigerians want is a decent life. She says this comes down to basic services. It's really bad right now in Lagos, and if it's bad in Lagos, imagine what it's like in the rest of the country. The average person wants shelter, security, health care, and electricity. Meanwhile, the population is exploding, growing more than twice as fast as the world average. That is especially true in the north, where fertility rates are typically around 7 children per woman, except in Lagos. Local governments struggle to collect taxes and provide basic services. Middle class is defined as the ability to afford bottled water and a generator. Even more worrying to most Nigerians is the security situation. On average, 7 middle class Nigerians and oil field workers are kidnapped and held for ransom every day. Only a few years ago, most people made the short trip from the capital, Abuja, to Kaduna by road.